Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us, dear Lord. Lord, just thank you for all the ones come out. Dear Lord, just guide and direct each and every one of us through this meeting and help us make the right decisions for our county. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone out tonight, or this morning. Jody's out for...
He's sick.
And David's on a much-needed vacation. So it's just us three today. So we're going to conduct county business. I need approval of the regular BOC meeting on the... on 11-7.
Motion.
Motion. Commissioner Story.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Workshop for animal control. 11-15. Motion for Commissioner.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Story. All in favor?
Aye.
Regular BOC meeting on 11-19.
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion for the vouchers.
Motion.
Motion for Commissioner Story.
Second.
Wood. Second, Commissioner Story. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Did we miss one?
Organizational meeting.
Lord.
Organizational meeting on the 11-19, I'm sorry.
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story. Second, Commissioner Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Any constitutional officers? Motion for public hearing.
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story. Second, Commissioner Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Leon.
We got several RVs right here, but every one of them we're getting ready from this morning.
What the hell is that?
That might be. I don't know if it's that one or not.
Keep everybody hot where y'all can hear them. Don't
have petition by Ronald Parrish requesting a special exception to be granted as to all the 4.7.5 special exceptions of the county zoning development regulation to permit one recreational vehicle, RSF, in the zoning district in accordance with a petition dated 10-22-2024 and located on the property described as follows: E.T. County Parcel 19-13-12-29-94-003-4815-168 Southeast 903 Avenue, Old Town, Swanee, Florida, 32680, Mission District 3.
Again, all these is demos.
Okay.
I need a motion.
Motion.
Mr. Story.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Petition by Cook Allen, Brooks Jennings, and requesting special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.7.5, special exceptions of 50 County Zoning Development Regulation to permit one recreational vehicle, all as of the zoning district, in accordance with the petition dated 10-24-2024 to be located on the property as described as follows: this county parcel 19-13-12-29-94-0003-4660-20 Southeast 901 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 3,
Motion. Motion, Commissioner Wood.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Story. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Go
ahead.
Demos, what's that short for?
Demo is where they've lost their house in a hurricane and they've had to tear their house down. Okay.
Petition by Barry and Jennifer Hess requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.7.5, special exception for the Region County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, RSF MH Zoning District, in accordance with the petition dated 10-18-2024. To be located on the property as described as follows: Dixie County Parcel Number 19-13-12-29-94-0003-3850-65 Southeast 894 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 3, Mr. Markovich.
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
A petition by Philip and Abby Samuels requesting a special exception be granted as provided in Section 4.7.5, special exception of the County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, RSF, MH Zoning District, in accordance with the petition dated 11/13/2024 to be located on the property as described as follows, which is County Parcel Number 19/13/12/2994,
1 Motion, Commissioner Wood. Second. Second, Commissioner Story. All in favor? Aye. Aye. A petition
by John Wakey requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.7.5 Special Exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, RSF MH Zoning District, in accordance with a petition dated 10/23/2024 to be located on the property as described as follows, Dixie County Parcel Number 30/09/10/0000/060/0300/4984 Southwest Highway 358, Steenatchee, Florida 32659, Mission District 5, Mr. David Osteen.
That's demo also?
Yep, motion.
Okay. Motion, Commissioner Story?
Take it.
Second, Commissioner Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Petition by Sheila Flowers requesting a special exception to be granted as provided Section 4.7.5 Special Exceptions to Extend Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, RSF, MH Zone District, in accordance with a petition dated 10/15/2024 to be located on the property described as follows, Dixie County Parcel Number 19/13/12/2994/0000/32 Southeast 245 Street, Old Town, Florida
32680, Commission District 3,
Mr. Mark Hatch.
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Wood. Second. Second, Commissioner Story. All in favor?
Aye.
One more item I need to bring up for you. Previously, it was approved and passed. It's for the winery that Mr. Dale Herring operates in Old Town. I believe it's an oversight maybe on my part of not understanding everything that's taking place. Recently, they were approved for a license. It's a 2 APS license. It's for the sale of sealed containers, package sales only. But they do wine tasting on site, and so therefore the state has ruled that that is a consumption on premises, and they need to pretty much need us to sign off on the zoning, saying that they can have that license changed to a 2 COP license. A lot of times when people hear the COP license, they think it's a liquor license. The 8 is a liquor license, the 2 is a beer and wine only. And so it allows for the sale of package sales and consumptions, and it puts them in compliance with their little activities that they do out there.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Wood. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Motion carried.
I wanted that for documentation prior to signing that paperwork for him.
Okay. Resolution. Any motion to go back to the board?
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Head down.
Resolution 2024-107.
Motion. Motion, Commissioner Wood.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Story. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Resolution 2024-108.
Liam, I think that's got the wrong address there on the resolution. 930.
Was it right before?
It was right on the front part.
Yeah. Ronald Parrish. Ronald Parrish.
Okay, so 4384 Southwest Highway.
The one for Osteen's District.
Yeah, it does, Leon. Just get the address changed. I see it down there. That's got David's.
The front one for the application.
Okay.
That one. Yeah, it's the same address.
That's
on David's. Okay. All right.
What you're saying is she's not getting what
she's... What she's saying is the resolution number 2024-107 has got the wrong address. It's got the David Osteen's address. Instead of what was advertised on the special exception.
Blakely. It's got Blakely's address by mistake.
Okay. Yeah, see the first one, Ronald Parrish? Just change that on there.
Thank you.
All right. Need a motion on that?
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Wood. All in favor?
All
right, go ahead.
Resolution 2024-109.
Any motion? Motion, Commissioner Wood?
Second.
Second, Commissioner Story, all in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2024-110.
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story? Second, Commissioner Wood? All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2024-115.
Motion. Motion, Commissioner Wood?
Second.
Second, Commissioner Story?
Aye.
All in favor? Aye. Motion carried.
Resolution 2024-112.
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you, Leon. Who was second on 108?
108. It's either Daniel.
I think it's
Story and Wood.
Story. Thank you. Story.
Okay. Ms. Katrina.
Thank you.
Ms. Frierson.
Ms. Frierson's here. Ms. Katrina's not here. Just briefly, I want to mention something, and then we have a real new and exciting program that I'm going to let Nikki wait just briefly. I told her she had 3 minutes, and y'all could gone or instead. But we are going to be holding a town hall meeting. It's called the Dixie County Anti-Drug Coalition Town Hall Community Meeting, and we're going to have some great guest speakers. In fact, our own Darren Brown's going to be speaking, and what we're going to do is this will be kind of a community update after the storm, where we're at, what things have been done, and what we can do to better serve our community. So I'll be giving you that, handing that out to you. And one other brief thing I need to tell you is through the Lutheran World Relief Supplies, I think I spoke to you about what all we were doing with that. We were able to hand out the kits, the personal care kits, the school kits, and the handmade quilts, 4,184. Mm-hmm. We have a few left that we saved because we're going to be doing a event with the homeless of our community and being able to do a Christmas for them and provide them with quilts and and other items too, so just to let you know. And I'm going to turn this over to Nikki Wade, who works with our court system and the peer support.
Hi, Miss Nikki.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
So my job at the Coalition is I'm a certified recovery peer specialist, and so what that means is I'm a person with lived experience recovering from substance misuse. I have over 10 years in recovery, and so I go into the Dixie County Jail, and we have a jail bridge program, and what I do is we take recovery support meetings inside the jail. We take the meetings into the men and the women population. As of October, we have 97 active peers, so that means within the jail and the so we have 35 men who are actively engaging in service inside the jail, 14 women, and then so when they engage in our services, then some go to prison, some go to rehab, some go out into the community. So we have 10 men that have went on to prison, 10 women who are still engaged in services, so that means they're communicating via the secure system and staying in contact, still enrolled in services. Maybe they're involved in some of the programs there in prison. We have 4 women who've went to rehab, 6 men, for a total of 10. And then through our programs, we also have been able to indicate one of these. Michelle, will you pass some of these out?
Thank you, Michelle.
Some of the success stories for some of our peers. So the engagement we had from that since 2022, we had about 10 or more that I've calculated on this set. Some went, like I said, some went to prison, some went to rehab, but they're still actively engaged since 2022. So you might think, that's really good for somebody in recovery. And that's different ones. You know, whether they went to prison or whether they went to rehab or they've been rumored back into the community to stay actively engaged in services for that long. That means they're still committed to the recovery process. And that's what peer support can do. So we're real excited about the changes that are starting to happen in our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hugh. Thank you, Ms. Sheila. Okay. Ms. Kay?
Just wanted to quickly give you all some reminders about some events going on in December. Karen was going to be here. She's still on her way. They just set up a Christmas tree down at Isles Park in the town of Suwannee to help celebrate. And this Friday you're going to be lighting?
Yes.
Okay. This Friday they'll be doing the Christmas decoration lighting and the tree here at the courthouse.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Right here at your corner, and going to go down. This is 214, 351, 210. So cute little, and then we get back to City Hall. Once we're there, as soon as it's dark, about 6 o'clock, we walk. We love to walk. We walk back to the courthouse, light the trees here, then over to the post office, light those cute little things, and back to City Hall to do the big tree. All that. I know it's all lit already because we worked for the card and it's already December. So tonight we're going to turn them all out. And so they're not going to be on tonight. And tomorrow night will be the true tree lighting. So we'd love for you to come be a part of that. Our anti-drug coalition is there serving refreshments and doing their part. Music, fun time. Also, Horseshoe Beach. Not yet. We don't find
to
that.
Either maybe to this afternoon or tomorrow afternoon, we're going to take the tree down.
Okay. So we had two trees delivered this morning to Gina, D-Crack, and Gina, and set up this book. So our Coastal City Restore and Renew team, along with Resolute, bought 3 12-foot trees for our coastal communities just as a symbol of hope and starting new. So they were delivered this morning to Swanee at Glendale Park and to Gina, D-Crack. Y'all, they are gorgeous. They're beautiful. We have a gold star on top and the little hippie thing. And so the lady that the ones that met at Gina sent me the sweetest text about, you know, how it just literally made her cry. It's beautiful. So it's really pretty if you get a chance to do that. Both of those towns, Swanee, I'm still doing your little thunder here. Swanee plan on doing there in March. Knows that the December 7th, they always have their Christmas for quite some time now at 2. But then Gina is still working on a date, either the 11th or the 16th, for a little tree lighting and some food and Horseshoe, just like Ms. Barbie said, we're trying to get a date. So they're working on it. If you hear those dates, we'll share them on social media and we invite everyone to be there. So I think that's all. Turkey Trot was wonderful. Appreciate everybody participating and donating, and we're moving forward. Okay, that was me. Sorry. She wants you to say that. Okay. Well, in addition to that, they'll be having the Christmas in Dixie at the ball fields this week from Friday, the 13th. Didn't realize that was Friday the 13th. starting at 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. And then on Saturday, on December 14th, we'll be having Christmas at the farm, which is where the Cracker House Winery is in Old Town. It'll start that morning around, I'm not sure if it's 9 or 10 a.m. I think it's 9, they'll go that afternoon, and then that evening they'll have a band. Last year the weather went horrible on them, but they're hung in there and they're doing it again, so try to come out and support it. This year there'll be a lot of crafts there, local vendors, so you can go do your Christmas shopping there.
And
And
YK. Start early, hey.
Saturday night. This Saturday.
And I'm just told this Saturday night they're having the Grinch Horseshoe, Grinch movie in Horseshoe at the park.
At the park, yes.
At D-Track, what time do you know?
Not D-Track.
No, at the park.
In the park and
Horseshoe. Oh, Horseshoe, I'm sorry. Okay.
At 7 o'clock, I think.
That also has it on. So another event going on. So please come support the
nativity
local events everywhere.
Yeah, we also got a drive-to.
Nativity at the Church of God.
Yep.
And I'm very disappointed, Karen, you didn't bring the parade down by my office, but we'll talk about that later.
That's right, because
look, we can put up a, you know, a limpy.
Our Christmas is Christmas.
Well, what is the illusion? Yeah,
we're doing a lot of things, y'all. It's coming along. But what did you just say right before that about the parade? What did y'all just mention?
She said, you make sure you go by her office.
Church of God.
Yeah.
We want to shout out to them. And that starts at 7. So you can actually come to our Christmas in Cross City tree lighting. And it will be about finished wrapping up. And you can drop through the nativity right outside of town, Church of God.
Yeah.
So a fun night for everyone.
And let me tell you, they've got some ladies there that's got some homemade hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you go through there twice. I promise.
Anything else?
That's all that I know of, so a lot of
stuff's
going on.
Mm-hmm.
Thank y'all very much. Thank you, Karen.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Swanee Water and Sewer, I'll do them. Scott's not here. I don't see him, but he's their interim manager. They're working on their new manager. They've been working hard down there trying to get grinder pumps and everything back going, so everything's going good there. Greg Bailey.
Good morning. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving.
Looks like you did. You got 10 pounds heavier.
I do. I'm not shy about it. I'll let Darren go over with the EOC in Old Town. They're moving along. The Sheriff's Evidence Building, we were doing our geotech for the building, and the geotech turned up low blood counts. That could be an indicator of karst activity in that area. So it's going to require some additional investigation. We've met with the sheriff's staff and county staff. There's going to have to be some additional testing done. It's called the electroresistivity, but basically they come in there with a machine and they shoot beams down to the ground and they can see if there's any voids in that area that will cause a problem. But until we can get that done, the building plans are moving ahead, but there's not much else that we can do on the site until we verify that. We can have to move to a different location.
That area is known for that, though, Mr. Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
That building there at the prison, that last big dorm.
Well, that's why our concern is we got the low counts and they were pretty low.
They pumped.
We reviewed it.
Tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars.
You definitely don't need to build a building in it. The CDBG project advertised today, so those bids are scheduled to be back on January 7th.
Good deal.
So that one's moving ahead.
So January, it's about February they start?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. Hey.
The two new fire stations, the design's moving ahead on those. We should actually have those building plans complete probably the first of the year for the building themselves. We're still working on some site stuff and coordinating that with some group on that. The last thing I have is the Restore Act project. We did get those all submitted. The first one we've got is kind of optional. They will meet in April to approve those projects, and we should basically meet to be able to secure the funds for Horseshoe. Just kind of remind the board, originally I think that was like $600,000, the original. We bumped that to $1 million, is what that is. We wrote the scope loose enough that we can do a lot of different things, but includes a parking lot. If we want to purchase land, that's still an option for the board. And we'll do that in the town. But just remind the damage from the hurricane, we're going to use FEMA money to replace what was there before, and then this was going to add to that.
Right. You say Restore Act, is that the BP?
That's the BP.
Okay.
So they meet on a regular schedule, but in April they meet, and then they approve what they call their expenditure program for the year. So that's all part of that. The other projects, we can turn around and request those in May, and they will be available in December. So we've talked about trying to phase those. The board may want to rethink that. I know we're going to take a hit with all the damage we had from the hurricane for budgetary purposes and all that. We did seek to see if there was some way that the county didn't have to bankroll those projects or cash flow them, but we're not running into very much success on that. Their typical thing is to turn the invoices in, you show that you pay the bill, and then you'll get the money back. So
what's their lead time on it? Do you have a lead time on it? Is it 30 days, 45 30 days, or
days.
3 years?
So, it's 30 days.
Okay.
So, but, you know, we've always tried to be cognizant if we can, you know, make that work better, you know, and we're still exploring that to see if there's a way that we can actually get them to, you know, we receive the invoices in, county forwards it on to them, let them pay them directly. We're trying to see that, but right now we're not running into very much success with that because it is a federal program. I mean, if it was state money, we've got other avenues there, but because it's federal, it doesn't work that way. The other thing, or the last thing I have, is there is another treasury fund that the county has about a little over $2 million in. Okay, that's related to this. It doesn't go through the same, through the BP oil spill side of things. It goes through the Department of Treasury. But what we determined and found out is you can use that. Some funds are unrestricted, some funds are restricted. So these have to be tied to economic development or tourist type stuff. So I know you've got funds that go into those programs here internally, but when it comes time to do budget again, they want to look and try to restructure what, if you're paying for out of pocket, that program pay for some of that.
Yeah, on that, whenever you said economic development, can you purchase property with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so like this 50 acres for the industrial park, it's like 1.2, something like that, so we could actually use that money to pay that loan off and then.
You could.
Okay, good deal.
I just want you to be, you know, there's some funds sitting out there.
We need to look at that pretty hard if you can.
Most people, you know, at the house you deal with one checkbook, at the county, at the government level you deal with four or five different ones.
That's not true, is it, Mom? About 15 or 16 of them. Y'all got anything for Greg?
No.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Lockler?
John's not here today. I just had a
the quick. Young Lockler?
I'm a fifth string Jared Lockler. So the only thing I have is 82nd house chairs. They said Monday we should start seeing some movement. So let's make sure and coordinate with John Hurts and make sure that, because I know there's a school there as well. Right? So we need to make sure and coordinate with all that.
School bus can run down that
road, everything.
Yes, sir.
So, anyway, so Monday, if y'all want to drive through.
Let Darren and them, or you can do that, let Darren and them know for the ambulance or anything, any construction out there for them.
Yeah. It should be open the whole time. They're not closing the roads, no detour or anything like that, but just.
Okay, what you got, Commissioner?
I was just going to look down there at Daniel, see if he's got a smile on his face.
I ain't going to smile until I see some trucks. I've been told this, I don't know how many times. I'm going to drive through Monday, I'll smile.
Miss Cindy's out. She's got a doctor's appointment. Please keep her in your prayers. Mr. Freeman's out. He's sick also. Mr. Hutchison.
I have nothing unless the board got something for me.
Y'all got anything for Mr. Hutchison?
Thank you, Stevie.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Stevie.
Tim, I looked for Tim a while ago.
He's sick.
Tim,
he told me he's sick.
Tim's out sick. Everybody's out sick. With that right there, John, I had one thing. I actually wrote it on yours. We need a dumpster for us. Glendale's part thing Saturday. So we can get a 20 yard stuck down there for Saturday, before this Saturday.
Good. I'll get this afternoon.
Thank y'all. Mr. Leon.
Good news and bad news. The good news is
you're not sick.
I'm not sick. I'm getting work. We have our LPA meeting on December 12th. It's going to be here. It's next week. That's our first, time with that.
With that being said, there's a few items
that board will, get to hear, and they'll have their organizational meeting, to start with, and then they'll get to hear it. One of the things that we're going to introduce, they won't be able to take any action on, will be the development in Gina. It did not get advertised correctly. It was at the fault of Mr. Bailey's office. And it just didn't make it. I think it was due to some of the holiday rush right there. So we're going to introduce it to them, let them get familiar with it, and we'll bring it back from January's meeting. So the board will take action on that at the meeting in January. FEMA came to visit me yesterday. It was their time to check up on Hurricane Idalia. At first, there was a lot of questions about that, and we've explained, that we have SDEs being done for all of Hurricane Helene, which was a harder storm than that. They have their process they have to go through as well. And it's pretty much been said that you can guarantee that we'll get a cap out of this deal. I anticipate it to be beginning of the year. When you look in the news and you see all the other surrounding counties, down south that got hit after hurricanes where they come in, and they've been pretty heavy-handed on. So, I have an idea. We need to start code enforcement on floodplain violations. It's better that we show that we have, took a
action.
Taken action before they showed up on that. We have that ordinance in place. We redesigned that ordinance after the last calf. We know there are some violations in Suwannee and Gina, some of the coastal areas. We all know that it's going to make some people mad. We know that. But ultimately, we would rather them go ahead and take their write-up right now than us to take a write-up at the county level. I think Mark was here, during the last bad visit, and that was quite some time ago, and it has further-reaching abilities to it.
Well, what it'll do, it will suspend all your grant activities. I mean, it puts the county in a very, very dark room, and we depend a lot on grants, so it's ugly.
We're going to give notice, hey, we're coming, and we're just going to go parcel to parcel, and that's the same thing that we know that FEMA's going to do.
Yeah.
The auditor that was assigned to me for the last 5 months pretty much told me, hey, Leon, get your paperwork ready. They're coming. And they've taken half a dozen communities and suspended them from the CRS program down south. It's just inevitable. We've taken direct hits, and they're going to come, and they're going to ask a bunch of questions. For Idalia, we know the properties that they're going to look at. We know some of the stuff they're going to look at. I'll have their files ready to go. Helene, they did not give me that list. Once we told them that we was having SDEs done by third party and that we had all of them completed before the 90 days, the conversation of the meeting shifted. And it was, I could tell something wasn't quite right. And then after the meeting was over, they kind of warned me. They said, hey, you're going to get a cab, so get ready. Inevitable.
This is what it is.
You got to think of FEMA as an insurance company. If they can write you up and put you on probation, then they don't have to pay for stuff. They can save money, so they're going to look. So we're going to try and get ahead of it. Several of these floodplain violations, we're going to go ahead and process them. It's our that standalone ordinance. We've already got it, and you're going to get some phone calls, but we're going to try and put it out there and let everybody know. But that's the ugly truth.
All right, well, we've got to do what we've got to do today.
Other than that, we've been working. We crushed processed almost 800 different applications and permits since October 1. And believe it or not, we had an increase in mobile home houses here recently. I got some topics for next year, but we'll see.
Anything else? Y'all have anything for Leon?
I do not.
Thank you, Leon.
Thank you, Leon. Yes, sir.
Mr. Scotty, the nervous?
I don't have anything.
You have anything for Scotty?
Thank you, Mr. Scotty.
Thank you, Scotty.
Can I skip this one? Come on up, Darren.
Right down. I apologize. 10:34.
No, ma'am, actually I don't. But I've been instructed that I need to, and I can do that. First of all, y'all should have the budget report in front of you. This is the first month of this year. We raised Ms. Lee's allowance and asked her to collect a little more. She is doing that month, and she is about 17.5 over budget so far, so that's a good start. She assured us that we couldn't depend on that every month, but she would try to make it. So she was not happy with the number that Matt and I slipped in on her. She knew it was going up and not out. But she's doing a good job. So. I've got several things, gentlemen. First thing is our Christmas party for our department is Friday night from 6 to 9. You're all invited.
This Friday night?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Saturday night. Saturday night, which is day after tomorrow. It's going to be at Camp Anderson, again, from 6 to 9. You and your wives are invited if you would like to come. Mr. County Manager as well, and Ms. Martha as well. And Ms. Chaina, we don't normally invite the attorney, but you're welcome. I just, as I went down, I seen you there. You're going to have to hold one, don't you? But y'all are all welcome. We'd like for you to come. We understand if you can't. The Fire Expo, I will try not to forget it this time. It is the 13th. We would like for anybody and everybody to come. It's a nice event. We started it years ago just a little bit to show off the fire department during Fire Prevention Week. We wound up moving it closer to Christmas because it was cooler and it turned into a little Christmas event. We have an office full of toys right now to give away. We would love for y'all to come. There are vendors there, different things to see, just to kind of walk through, spend a little time. I think the commissioners are going to be giving out hot dogs for us again this year. Thank y'all, gentlemen. I don't know if they've got with you or not, but they've been instructed to.
They have.
So I'm assuming all that's handled. They've told me they've got it to sit back and watch, and I'm doing that. So, but that is happening. What is the time on that, gentlemen?
6 to 9.
6 to 9 as well. So if it takes longer, we'll be there. But we'd love for everybody to come out and just walk through, say hello, hey, how you doing, bring your kids. We'll send them all away with something. We'll have some drawings, different things. I know there's going to be a live extrication demonstration. I don't know if we're doing a live fire demonstration this year or not.
Extinguisher demos.
So they have a lot of things scheduled I haven't been told about. I was told to sit back and enjoy it, so I'm enjoying it. But
you're all welcome. We'd love to see you there, sir.
Is that a part of? Yes, it is moving this year. We started it at our office. It became too big. We moved it to the high school. It became too big and complicated. Mm-hmm. This year we moved it across the road to the Lloyd Ward Field. When you come in, you'll be parking over by the Trail Riders Club on that side and coming in that side gate. They should have it well marked, and you'll be inside the ball field area for the expo. We'll have all the vendors set up along the driveways and walkways through the expo and the eating areas and stuff. So we'd love to have you out. There will also be a handicap entrance on the right-hand gate if you turn towards the prison. If you are handicapped or have someone handicapped, there will be extra parking inside for you. Think I covered everything, gentlemen, on that?
Yeah.
All right, let me check these off because they're out of order. Check. Land purchases. Mr. Davis mentioned we have stations 3 and 6. 6 is the Horseshoe Station, 3 is the 1st District Station. We're buying land for both of those. We've had this discussion. I was hoping to have the numbers today. We have agreed on the numbers with the owners, but we are having an appraisal done to make sure they fall within those guidelines. Mr. Hatcher was, we tried a couple of different realtors. Mr. Hatcher was the one that was selected. He's not there yet. He said he got messed up with some cooked turkey this weekend. But I think just a few minutes ago he said hopefully next week. My question to the board, and I don't know how you want to handle this. I know me and Mr. Jenkins talked, and we did want to bring it to the board. We're trying to move this as fast as we can. If these numbers fall within his recommendation of numbers, are y'all good with us moving on the purchase, or would you rather us bring it back to you? I'm fine either way. It doesn't matter to me.
Give me a motion pending the numbers.
Motion pending.
A motion from Mr. Story, pending the numbers is good and everything falls in line. Second, Commissioner Wood, all in favor?
I'm pretty confident that the Horseshoe Beach land will probably be there. The other one may be a little higher, and if it is, we will bring it to the board.
See how it's all in your lap now? It's in your lap. Make it.
Be in my lap if it's over.
I know
like
that.
Like I said, it will come back to the board.
I know that.
But I do appreciate that. Thank y'all. That'll help move it along. Hopefully those will fall into those recommended guidances from the realtor. And if not, I will be because I don't want to make that decision on my own. Ambulance repairs. You know, we had one ambulance wreck here in Debbie. That truck has been carried from Ocala to the recommended repair shop. It is out there now for about, well, it went Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Also, the new used truck that we purchased is out there as well, having a stretcher installed and re-stickered. Chief Ferguson, we need to make sure that both them sticker packages are ordered in red. But those trucks should be done. The damaged truck, they said, within 30 days of receiving the parts, and we're thinking most everything is there. So hopefully, in a couple of weeks, we'll get those trucks back, because right now we have no backup trucks. When one breaks, we have to pull something out of service. We have one in Texas right now getting re-chassied. We have the wrecked truck. It's getting pretty tight on Mr. Ottinger, so we're moving along. The re-chassis is on schedule in Texas for February. We've already put in a request for another one for next year, and now we're finally getting back into the one-year cycle that we've been out of for 3 years, which has caused us some tremendous problems with mileage buildup on our trucks. The two new ambulances that y'all authorized last year are also still on time frame for March, April. So we should be taking delivery of those as well then, and at that point in time, somewhere in there, we'll have to go ahead with the loan. We've been holding off based on finances recommendations, but we'll get there as soon as they tell us it's time. So those are moving along very well as far as we know. Stations 1 and 4, which is 1 is our EOC, they have the walls up. If anybody comes by and sees all the white styrofoam, that's ITF Construction. They built them to 14 feet last week. They poured last Friday after Thanksgiving. 14 feet around. They still have to go to 22 feet, I think it is, in the bay area for the apparatus. They're stacking those today. They're scheduled to pour next Wednesday, I think is the time frame on that. Once that's poured, they'll put in the I-beam construction for the roof systems. I think there's a little bit of delay on the I-beams, but that'll come pretty quick. And then they'll start the interior work. They're getting prepared to move into our office and make the openings and stuff once they get it dried in. So that station's coming along well. It's going to be close to the timelines. It's making me nervous. It's close to the budget. It's making me really nervous. But Mr. Bailey's assured me we're going to get there. Station 4, which is our new station built off of Chaffis Road where our old fire station was, that station is up and built and it is enclosed and the electrician will be out of there this week, I was told. Plumbers will be out this week. HVAC will be in next week. Our power system man will be in this week or next week, and after that, they should put up sheetrock in about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that building is moving along. After that, they'll start painting tile, and it should be ready for the crews to move in around maybe February. We've got some fencing to go up. We're doing some change orders to finish some of that up, some landscaping. They still have the driveways and stuff, and all that is scheduled to move along. So it's still on track for the same time frame as far as I know right now, but hopefully by February, we'll have a open house for that building, and we'd love for everybody to come out and see it. It's going to be a really nice facility. So that's moving along on schedule. Make sure I don't have anything else before I get into the rest of this. We have our DRC, which is in Old Town at the school, where our FEMA representatives and everyone is at for the citizens to go to. It is open. It is running. It is due to be renewed. It'll have to be renewed through the school system because it's their property. But we are at a point to where we're seeing about 10 a day. Chief Garner, have you looked today? Is it still around that number?
Last night was there was 11 seen yesterday.
So we're seeing about 11 a day. Most of the stuff that's going on there, the citizens can still call in by phone. Our question to the board, we have to make a recommendation this afternoon whether to renew that for another time period, I think it's a 30-day period, or not. We're headed into a few months now. I think most of the people for the initial stuff, Chief, do we have a difference in initial response versus...
Yeah.
There was reoccurring. Three initial responses yesterday. The rest of them were repeat.
So most of them are, it's becoming mostly repeat. So my question is, does the board want us to renew that? Do you think we need to look at some point at take those out? But we have to make a recommendation today whether to renew that contract.
I'd like to do 30 more days, and then we'll say that's it.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Though.
I know the school's ready for them to get out of there.
Yes, sir, and that's our concern, and but we'll do whatever the board wants. We would love to see it get closed down just because of having to keep up with it, but we don't want to do that if the citizens need it.
Exactly.
So we're varying. If the board wishes 30 days, then we'll move forward with that. Chief, do you see any problems with that?
No, sir.
30 more days and then it'll be done.
Yes, sir.
We need a motion?
Yeah.
Make a motion since we're going to close it. We'll just go ahead with that, and in 30 days we'll automatically close it.
I'll make a motion 30 days, shut it down.
Motion, Commissioner Story.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Wood, all in favor?
Aye. Mark 30 days from today and have it closed, please.
Second it right now.
Remind me to remind the board that we did close it as well.
Please do.
All right. Since it falls in line here, next meeting on the 19th, I have a dentist appointment. I have two crowns that I've been fighting with. That's the day my dentist is available, so I will not be here. Chief Garner will. I know you'll have the workshop as well. I think that's the date it's getting moved to. He'll have that information for you. I think you should be able to handle that.
I'm a practicing dentist.
I can help you. Me too. It doesn't include anesthetic.
Mine doesn't either.
We'll swap trips.
So good.
I will not be here. I haven't even told the county manager yet. I just realized it was on that date.
It's a night meeting, Nick.
Sir?
It's a night meeting.
It is a night meeting.
The quietest you've ever been up here.
But
I'll pull the gold.
The reason I got to that, I'll make sure Chief Garner has notes for y'all, but the reason I got to that is I want to tell y'all all Merry Christmas in case I don't see you before, because that'll be the last meeting before Christmas. I do plan to, and again, I haven't told the county manager yet, but I probably need to. I do plan to take a few days off. I seen 5 trophy bucks killed last week, and I'd like to see 1 or 2 more. So I'm probably going to take a day or two in Georgia during Christmas, but y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Please. You too, man.
You deserve it.
You do.
Adelia, our cat A, which is our debris, is submitted and is in review right now. Those funds will hopefully get approved and be coming back shortly. We all know what shortly means with Adelia.
Mm-hmm.
Cat B money, we had an RFI last night, a request for information. It was answered and submitted this morning to final review, so hopefully we'll be able to start getting some of that salary cost back that was discussed at the last meeting. Some of those, that's the questions that continue to come in. We're having to make modifications, change fix, answer questions, whatever it may be. But that's been submitted. It should be in final review, and hopefully that will move along pretty quickly. They are aware that we need funding. We had a call this morning, so they are very much aware, but we're trying to get that moving as quickly as we can. Hurricane Debbie, Cat A and B, has been sent to the state for review and will then go to FEMA. So those numbers are moving along. We'll give you some of those numbers verbally last week, and Chief Garner will have those for you at the workshop. If you need them before, feel free to come by a call. We'll get them to you. But Mrs. Tina was putting them together this morning, so I don't want to just throw them out there if there's any errors in it, because she was kind of rushing this morning. But we'd be happy to give them to you individually if you just let us know. Milton, we did not have a lot from Milton, gentlemen. It went in south of us. We had some manpower costs.
And my department, some in the road department, I think the
sheriff's office told us by email that they had none.
They have none.
So that number is going to be a little bit lower. It will cover our expenses in there. It should move along quickly. That's the only thing that we're going to have, I think. Is that correct, Chief? Is Cat B?
Yes. And the sheltering costs.
And the sheltering costs, yes.
Under Debbie and Milton are the sheltering costs that fall under Cat B.
Yes, all those will be worked into that as well. So just wanted y'all to know that all of those are moving. We're meeting and talking every day. I had a housing meeting yesterday. I think Ms. Chandler said it went well, but I was afraid to ask. So those things are moving along. I know that the board was looking at doing some contract stuff with Helene, and we were kind of out of that picture because we didn't want to double work anything, but we were told last week by the county manager that we would be handling the recovery portion and the PWs for that. We have gotten started on that. We had a meeting this morning with Ms. Twist. for our exploratory calls to start our days of time to collect. We were afraid that that had already started, but we were fortunate that it did not. We have 60 days, Chief.
Yes, sir.
To get all the damage information. We've already, at last week's department head meeting, submitted requests to all the department heads. I have everything from insurance. We have some more stuff coming in from the department heads. We're gathering our information. Ms. Tina is comparing 214s to timesheets to make sure we have all the manpower costs and equipment costs. Those things will be moving and hopefully moving very quickly. The worksheets that she has now, she can basically copy and paste from the other storm. So it's moving things along, but it still doesn't change FEMA. When it gets to FEMA, it is there. All of you have seen the news on FEMA's situation that's been occurring in the states that's been impacted. So hopefully some of that attention is going to speed some of this up. We've already gotten some monies in. Y'all have been made aware of those monies. I don't think we've gotten anything since the last meeting, Chief.
No, sir. And anything that we have yet
gotten right now still goes back to pay back that $1 million. So we're trying to keep that sorted so it doesn't get messed up. But things are moving along there, and we will try to do the best we can for the county and get everything that we can for them. Regarding Helene, you should have in front of you from Loeffler and Associates this paperwork. If you do not, I'll get it for you. This is the surveys, aerial surveys of the debris sites for Horseshoe, Gina, and Suwannee. We had them go down yesterday and do the engineered surveys for those so that we know the cubic yards of debris that are in those. Gina and Horseshoe are very low. Most of those citizens pushed there to the roadway and it was picked up on the roadway and may still be being picked up, but it's picked up. There appears to have been a lot more carried to the Suwannee site. If you look, we're looking at around 46,000 cubic yards in Suwannee. You can see the others, which sites are which here. Gina's around.
Yard.
Sir?
No, I'm just explaining. A cubic yard is the size of a washing machine. So in C&D, you have 44,000 washing machines sitting there at that site that we have to dispose of now.
Gina's around 4,000. Horseshoe is 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14,000. So
sounds like WC needs tightened up.
Well,
No. This is just C&D.
I was using the washing machine as an example. Of a
it's not metal.
Okay.
I was going to say that. Good. Okay.
3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot.
For everybody's knowledge, C&D is construction and demolition materials. That's all your roofs, metal, wood, walls, concrete, blocks, anything that was destroyed and blown apart that came from homes or buildings or structures. We can't burn it like we do our vegetative debris. We have a massive amount of that as well. Y'all can see that.
Yeah.
But thankfully, the DOT is picking up a lot of that, and there's a tremendous amount more than there has been in the other storms. So it's taking them a lot longer.
Yeah.
They are not done. They shut down a couple of days during Thanksgiving, and I'm sure they will during Christmas. It's on the last page. Chief Garner just told me you have two pages there that shows that up-to-date report. But that is moving along. We will have to work on the disposal from our sites. It is reimbursable to us, but it is something we have to work on. So we're moving forward right now. We had a meeting with the county manager yesterday, I think. My meeting was on Tuesday. So we're working on some ideas for that. I'm sure he will bring that to you. It may even be in his report. I don't know if I say. But that's kind of where we are, gentlemen. I don't know of anything else that I'm missing. If there's any questions for me.
No, sir. I do got one thing. And I wasn't going to say nothing, but I'm going to. DOT is picking up off the right-of-ways, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I would like for us to look at future, seeing how their wording says right-of-way property. If we have to survey that from the 349 up there, up into our roll-off site, and mark that right-of-way property.
So on the south side of 349?
Yeah, where that big pile is. You can put all that in the right-of-way property. Because if all that stuff, then 40, what would you say, 44,000?
44,000.
You would not be able to drive in 20.
No.
Well, and they have the same problem in Horseshoe.
Yes, same scenario. But if we take our roll-off sites and we designate that as right-of-way property, what's the difference?
That's probably owned by the county. That'll be a legal issue, boss. I really can't answer it.
It's something we need to look at.
According to DOT, the right-of-way is on the side of the roadway.
Yeah.
And that is what we're talking about.
We don't say where the road stops at.
Yep.
But there again,
it's something we need to look at and be creative, because there's no way to pile all that stuff side to right away.
I understand, and DOT will not pick up from a temporary staging site. That's why we are...
That's why we're going to call it permanently right away.
Well, we'll leave that to you and the attorney and the rest of the board.
I do want to look at that. Right. Nothing we can do about it right now.
As much as we can, we know it's a hindrance for access and ingress and egress, but as much as we can, when hopefully y'all, I really hope in the next 2 years that I'm here, if I'm here that long, that I don't have to deal with another hurricane.
Me too. Don't either.
But in the future, and this is more to the citizens than it is to the board, because the board knows, this stuff needs to be carried to the right-of-way, because DOT in the last few storms, and this is new as well, they haven't done this in the past, but the state is paying for them to pick this up, and it is at no cost to the county. And yes, it is slow, and it takes time, and they miss roads. If they've missed you, let us know. Let Chief Garner know. Let anybody with a board know. They'll call us.
They are working in Swanee for the folks in Swanee. They are working in there.
When did they start that, Scott?
According to Lola, they started this week.
This week. So, no, they have not. No, they have not.
I understand. I'm telling you, when I get the messages, I send them to DOT, and they say, I get text screenshots back saying that they're sending up that way.
They don't show up.
Just so for cost-wise, why we really like to hit this, if you look on that last page, you're looking at about $35 million.
Now,
have to come out of the county budget to pay for debris removal.
We will not pay for that.
This is why, y'all, I'll finish what I was saying, that, you know, we would like to encourage everybody. Even we know that it complicates your lot, your land, and the state, they're not looking directly at the footage markers for right-of-way as long as it's pushed out to the road. They're not going to be that picky. But, you know, if they pick everything up and then they come back tomorrow and you cleared your lot and put all your trees out there that you sawed down just because you wanted to clean the yard and have a landscaping call, they're probably going to deny that.
Right.
But, you know, during
as
the storms.
As they should.
Yes. They should. But during the storms, you know, try to get it there. You got to keep it out of the road. We understand that. But if we can get it there, it is a huge savings to the county, because there is going to be a cost incurred with evacuating these roll-off sites of this material.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tremendous amount of material. It has to go to Greenville. It's to be hauled by semis. They can only haul so much. It takes unique semis and trailers. We've got 40, 50, 60, 75, almost 80,000 cubic yards of material that has to go to Greenville. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen this year. It's going to be into next year trying to get this stuff out of him.
And one of those trucks, you can't fit but 100 yards.
That's right.
According to the weight.
60,000 cubic yards versus 100 cubic yards, calculated out, it's 600 or 6,000 trips. I don't remember which. I'd have to get my batteries out. Yes, sir, Chief.
Don't forget about the other compensation they've been asking on that.
Yes, that is something that Chief Garner and I talked about the other day, and we wanted to bring to the board. We have them in all three coastals, Chief, still?
Yes, sir.
We have the bathhouses, the bathrooms, and I think the laundry systems in these three coastal communities. The state's calling us every day wanting to know when we're ready to get rid of them. We have opted to leave them, but we need to know from the board what y'all's thoughts are. This stuff is here, it's being paid for by them, but they are tracking and calling us pretty regularly. I don't know, I would think by now that most people have some access to be able to take showers and restrooms and wash their clothes. There may be some that are not. I honestly don't know that. We know they're still being visited, but we need recommendation from the board on a time frame to try to start moving that stuff out.
Really?
And winding it down.
Swanee's still got ground or pump issues, and they're probably around 10%, and they're working on them, so I'm going to say a 30-day thing for Swanee.
Okay, 30 more days, Chief. Do y'all want to leave?
I don't know about the horseshoe or where you got them out somewhere else. JD.
Horseshoes has been gone for 2 weeks.
So they are gone out of there?
They're gone.
Okay.
Out of the bottom of
the bubbles?
Yeah. Okay. Right. I don't know about Gina. Y'all got some of Gina, Scott?
D-Track was there. I know D-Tracks are still there.
Yes, ma'am.
I know personally, because every time we drive by, there are people there every day and in the evening time. Because Brandon and I were shocked that many people still need those, but they are needed.
So you say a 30-day window on them, too?
Yep. And that's why we're asking. The Chief and I, we don't hardly ever get out of the office, honestly, anymore. I can't get free. I sat down at my desk at 12:20. and I was in the office at 7:30. So can't get away. We'll bring that back and see if I would like to revisit that instead of getting a motion today, if that's okay.
That's fine.
You know, 30 days from now, it may be different.
It will be different.
Yeah, it's going to put us the 1st of January, Chief. If we can remember that day meeting in January, let's reevaluate that. And if y'all feel differently, then we'll take that. I think that's all I have, gentlemen. Anything else?
No. Thank you, Derek. Thank you.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Y'all too. Thank you. Good luck with both
staying up
and your teeth.
Well, I'm not going to hunt that day. I'm going to the next. If I get out early enough, I may go to Georgia that evening.
Yeah. Right. Miss Gail?
I have nothing new today.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have anything for Miss Gail?
Thank you, Miss Gail.
Thank you, ma'am. Miss Holly?
The children are going to enter their hogs and steers this weekend down at the fair. I'm not seeing any changes in the numbers of hogs. We're still going to probably carry at least 2/3 of the fair again this year on the hogs. The Fair Association has made some changes, though, that we need to kind of keep an eye on, and they have to deal with sale day, and it's the concept of add-ons. The add-ons have kind of gone off the rails. And when I say add-ons, it used to be that somebody would come by and say, I'd like to put an extra $50 on a hog or an extra $200 on this kid. Last year we had, I won't name names, but we had people that would give $5,000 and then tell us to split that $5,000 across all 400 kids in the fair. So it ended up being some of the kids were getting 50 cents a piece, and then they were having to turn around and write a thank you letter for 50 cents. I mean, I'm all about the kids writing their thank you letters, but that's just a little bit much. I had two kids that had to write 60 thank you letters,
that's
and
crazy.
Half of those were for less than $1 a piece. that's just a little bit rough on the kids. So I think what they've decided, and I'll bring it back to you, I'll bring the rule back probably the first part of February when they absolutely finalize it, because they keep changing their minds. They're going to set a flat dollar value for add-ons. If you want to do an add-on, you do so, but it will be a flat dollar amount minimum. If it's going to be less than that, you have the option of just giving the child that money personally, or you could make a donation to the Fair Association itself and let the money be pooled to reinforce hog pens or something. And they're just trying to get control on that. The other change that they have
So what you're saying is they don't want our $5,000.
No, they would like
$5,000,
but they, you know, give it to one child or two children. Just don't say $5,000 divided by 500 kids, and each one of them get what? That's what they're saying.
Keep our money.
Yeah,
that way we don't put a hardship on them.
We see a lot of that happening with the Grandin Reserves, because their names get then printed in the fair book and in the newspapers. And so it looks like they're a big buyer, but really they're giving $5 to the kids, where another person's giving $5,000 to the kids and purchasing their
I've been in the game. I know.
Yeah. The other thing that they're going to do is credit card fees. I know those of us that are in business, we understand this. Credit card fees have gone up tremendously in years past. The Fair Association has been eating those credit card fees, but we're not going to be able to do that any longer. On the add-ons last year, 2/3 of our add-ons were done using a credit card, which is what our rule says. If you're going to do an add-on, you have to pay for the add-on by 5 o'clock.
Right.
But when the Fair Association's making $20,000 off of the commission, because there's a certain percent commission off of the sale of each animal that stays with the fair so we can maintain our facilities, and we paid out almost $18,000 and $20,000 in credit card fees. So we're going to be passing that on. We are looking at a way to try to do the Zelle and Venmo, some of the cash apps that a lot of the younger people are using on their telephones. I'm not one of them. I don't know how they work. Ms. Barbie might. I do not. Don't know that I want to know.
How much money does that association make off them youngins?
What's the commission rate?
So it depends on the animal that they're selling. It runs between 7 and 13%, and it's based
for each youngin?
For each animal that's sold, yes.
It goes to them out of that youngin's money.
Yes, it goes to
how much?
$8 million or something crazy.
No, last year was right about $660,000. The fair overall made about $1.2 million, but that's ads and sponsorships and fair ads and things like that that you get added on to that. So it depends. So if it's
now what do they use that money for? Now I know them hog pens and cow pens. Can't be that broken down.
Yeah, well, the hog pens are new. The two
raffles. Who paid for them?
That one was bought by Big Ben Chevrolet. Those were done on the truck raffles. Big Ben Chevrolet has another truck raffle out there for anybody that's wanting to. This year they're doing it a little bit different. It was a 20-buck truck. Now they're doing a 100-buck truck, and they're only going to sell 1,500 tickets. So you have a 1 in 1,500 chance to win the $75,000-$80,000 pickup truck that they've got all dressed up down there. So we talk about that. So the and I'm just shooting off the top of my head. I can bring actual numbers back to you. But the amount of the electricity, the air conditioning units down there, and the water during fair week runs about $2,000 a day just to keep the barn lit up and the air conditioning running in the barn. Then they have all the fees that they have to pay for the maintenance of the facility. But I can get a financial report, bring it back to y'all if you want to hear that. I don't know, but yeah, there's about eight. So on the hogs list, 8%. So if a kid gets $1,000, the Fair Association is going to keep 8% of the $1,000.
It used to be 20 though after they had all that money.
Pardon me?
After they lost all those exhibits that one time,
it raised it way high. Yeah, we had. So those that don't know what our county manager is talking about is. Gosh, I guess that's probably been close to 10 years ago now. We had our cattle were rustled, for lack of a better word. Our animals at that time, the kids auction their animals off, and we have a resale buyer because by law in the state of Florida, and a market animal that is sold at a state fair must go to slaughter. And so we sold our animals across the floor. The kids got their money. A resale buyer on the back end bought the cattle from the Fair Association. Mm-hmm. And the contractors, the three contractors that resale buyer hired to transport our cattle from here to Ohio. From here to Ohio, the cattle ended up going to Mexico, being killing the cattle.
They went the wrong way.
Yeah, they went the wrong way. Yeah.
The wrong way.
So when the check, what happened, the check then was mailed to the gentleman, or the men, they're not really gentlemen, were they? The men that stole the cattle. The check from the processing plant was given to them because they carried it to a different processing plant. It was bad, but yes. Mm-hmm. We had to up the commissions because we had to take a loan out to pay all the kids off about $1 million in loan to pay the kids. It took us about 3 years. We finally paid all that loan off, then the residual money that we had from that we actually made from that extra commission, that was the 20 acres that we bought that's behind the fairground that runs between the Shriners Club back behind the Dollar General there. And the reason why the Fair Board did that was in some of the more urban areas, Pasco County being one of them, and Alachua County now is not far behind, the kids have to enter into a lotto, and their name gets drawn out of the lotto to be able to have an animal in the fair to sell because their facility is not large enough to house all the animals. So our fair was trying to think forward and have enough land so that we could continue letting every child that wanted to participate in our fair have the privilege to do so.
That's cool. Okay. Sounds good. Do you got anything else?
I do not have anything.
You got anything for Ms. Holly?
No, thank you, Ms. Holly, for that.
Thank you,
Ms.
Holly. Yep,
appreciate
you.
That.
Ms. Angie?
Gentlemen.
You got anything for Ms. Angie?
Thank you, Ms. Angie.
Thank you, Angie.
No, I did not.
County manager?
Well, I know one of them had enough audacity. You can tell one had enough audacity 2 years ago to show down at the fair and start bidding on them.
Oh.
Some of our women folks escorted him off the fairgrounds.
Thank you, Ms. Hall.
All right, thank you.
Go ahead, John.
All right. First item is I need the board to set up and approve the meeting dates for the next year. You want to keep them the same as
First and third Thursday, 10 a.m., 6
p.m.?
You need a motion?
Yes.
Need a motion to keep them
the same? You don't need it, I do.
to keep the schedule.
Old habits die hard.
Motion, Commissioner Story. Second, Commissioner Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Need board approval for the smart copy, which is 48365 and 47994, and Dana Supply invoice of 9131 for ARPA audit purposes.
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next item, board approval of ship repair reimbursement for Martin Barber Jr. in the amount of $7,700.
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Wood. Second, Commissioner Story. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Board approval of the two FSR P81 Dixie County Airport and Prison Road Prison Flood Abatement Phase 2 in the amount of $350,000.
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story. Second, Commissioner Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Request board approval of the Sheriff Evidence Building Grant Amendment AMB002 to reallocate $7,720 from the F Construction category to the G Consultant Contracts category for the required ERI. Electrical, this is, how do you say that, image survey? Okay. This is to determine the stability of the soil for the foundation of the building. That's what Mr. Beatty was talking about.
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story.
Second, Commissioner
Wood, that's a fancy word for change order.
Yeah. Exactly. And that, what that is sink code is what basically what the...
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, and I'd like to request board approval for partners to seek appropriations for the Sheriff Evidence Building.
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story.
Second.
Second, Ms. Wood. All in favor, aye.
Sir.
Request board approval for Liberty Partners to also seek appropriations for us a new library.
Motion.
Motion from everybody. Commissioner Wood. Second, Commissioner Story.
Aye.
All in favor, aye.
All right, and then I've been approached. I'm wondering if the board wants to place a ad in Dix County Advocate for Christmas. The December 19th edition.
Is he a or nay, fellas?
Yeah, I do. Motion.
Motion, Commissioner second. Wood. Second, Commissioner Story.
How much
for the...
How much is for a full page?
$700. No. That's 7 months of my money. Yeah. I'm the deciding vote.
How much is a quarter page?
Quarter page?
Quarter.
I can't keep all those numbers in my head.
Just do a quarter page. Just do a quarter page. Would that be fine?
Okay.
Do a quarter. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Go ahead, John.
All right, then board approval to move the workshop we have scheduled from 1 p.m. today to December 19th at 4 p.m. Respected member of our community just passed away. Yep. I feel like we all need to be there.
Yeah.
Motion, Commissioner Story. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Please advertise that, John. Make sure heads and all in there.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
What time did y'all say that?
4 p.m. Yeah. December 19th.
You can't hear the deep voices back here.
Just
like you
really
can't.
4 p.m.
I have tried.
On number 4, is that number, $350,000 or
$35,000?
$350,000.
I left out a
zero.
Okay.
Mine's.
Sorry.
Both. Okay.
Okay.
That
was
zero.
Makes a big difference.
It does. Go ahead, John.
Ended at 350, though.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, he did.
Right. Informational items, I want to remind everybody of the employee safety meeting to be held Thursday, December the 19th at 12 p.m. at the Trail Riders Community Center.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Who's cooking? How are you handling that?
We got all the food on. And
we're
volunteers.
You.
Okay, so y'all got food handled and we cooking?
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's all I needed.
Charcoal, everything.
Also, as normal, I need donations.
Let's make a donation from the board. How much? $500?
That sounds good.
Huh? No. $500. We've done $1,000 before, is what we always done.
Well, not always, but last year.
Yeah. Y'all were feeling generous last year.
What's that? Yeah, we must have been feeling pretty good.
Moon's full or something.
We call 5 and we do $100.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's do a 500 and then we'll each do $100 if you,
that'll
they
work.
So choose. Jody will do 200 or Jody will do 300 and David will do
it. He's chairman.
I did tell David to this morning.
Oh. Good. Stick it there.
Catch that?
Yeah. Tell Jody to. We'll each do 50. need a motion to do?
Motion.
Motion, Commissioner Story.
Check.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, next.
Okay. Let everybody know the Sherwood Island Bridge has been reopened to light traffic and weight restrictions do apply.
Yeah. All right, now, Hutch, I know you worked on that quite a bit. Thank you for doing that. That means our park is open for right now until the bridge construction begins.
For pedestrian purposes only.
The same way we were.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They can launch their boats. They can launch their boats.
You can look around, I cleaned it out yesterday, and you can walk in.
Yeah, just like we was before. Okay.
And just keep in mind when you go down there that yesterday when Josh Green, who did the cubic yard configuration yesterday, he went and looked at Sherwood Forest, which he's going back out today, and it's been washed up. Washed away all the way up to almost the building now, and it's all underwater.
So we could actually go ahead with Darren and Scott stuff. Still doing the engineered stuff. Now you can get back to it.
Engineering is complete from Locklear and Associates on that. So what they've done with the flying and the surveys that they did yesterday and today, they are going to take that, and now we're going to put in for a PW to take our project worksheet to take the balance of what we had, the $1.5 million, to bring it back to pre-Adelia.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take that, and then whatever balance it is to bring it back to
pre-Adelia. Right. So I just wanted to make sure y'all...
We are working on that.
Yes.
That's why they went down there to do that.
The survey, Mr. Hackett, was done from Adelia.
Okay.
They finished out those funds, but there's been more damage, so they'll evaluate that, and that'll be the addition.
Right. But we can roll that ball now because we can access it. So that's what I'm talking about. The bridge is accessible, so we can get that back up for the time being. But every little bit we get right now will help us in the long run. Okay. Good.
Are you talking about try to start restoring it before the bridge construction?
No, I'm saying if you need to access it for any of their paperwork, keep the ball rolling.
Okay, right. Sounds good to me.
All right, go ahead, John.
All right, notify you all, the 7th annual Christmas in the Park will be held at Gundiles Park in Suwanee on December 7th, 2 p.m. And also Cracker House Wine. Hosting a Christmas on the Ranch on December the 14th, 2024, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And does the board want to do a $250 donation for a band?
I do.
Motion,
Commissioners. Wood, second, Commissioner Story. What we're going to do is a $250 donation to that Christmas on the Ranch.
Yep.
And she can come here to the office and hopefully pick her check up today.
Okay.
All right. Kathy Parcells is who the person is. All in favor?
Okay. Yesterday, we put out an ad for assistant county manager yesterday. We had some very good applicants. And at this time, I'd like you to welcome Mr. Roy Bass as our new assistant county manager.
Excellent. Welcome, Roy.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Roy.
Yeah, just keep your hat backwards.
He's starting over. He'll be transitioning over on 20.
All right.
Can
we go backwards? We didn't catch the vote.
Commissioner Wood, Story.
And all.
And
all.
Story. Passed.
You guys are moving so fast, it's hard to keep
up.
I even know that.
Okay, anything else?
That's all I have, unless you all have something for me.
Y'all got anything for John?
No, sir.
Thank you, John. Ms. Chana?
Yes, sir.
The indemnifying agreement we have, or we talked about with Michael Rahm, I've got here for y'all to sign. This is the seawall down at the Horse Park, so I'll have that for you to sign. We need to go out to him. He has reached out again, want to know if we would consider any compensation. I am not doing anything other than making y'all aware of that. I'm not pleading his case. That is for him to, and that's what I basically have told him, is that y'all are aware he's now seeking compensation for that little strip of land. But at this point, gentlemen, I just want to make y'all aware that he has asked again on that front. The other thing I'd like to update y'all on, as far as the non-congregate shelter and housing program, we did have a meeting yesterday with FEMA. FEMA went over all of their different options for housing, which is what we're doing with the travel trailers. We will have probably already, as of, they were supposed to be delivering 10 more to me while I've been here in the meeting. That will put us at 95 we have received. I handed you gentlemen out a list of about 50 plus there, some of which are my recommendations for you to deny. My reasons are on there. Of course, I've asked y'all to look at those. These ones from your district, let me know if, which ones you approve, okay? I don't know if you want more than the 10 that's coming, but we have had 155 total applications that we've received in my office that we have processed. I can supply you with a whole list of the 155, but what I give you is the ones that are still pending. We have serviced 85 have received travel trailers from us. There's going to be some costs that we didn't know about. There's titles that goes with these trailers. They were titled from the state to the county. The county has to retitle them in our name and then title over to the person. So that's going to require two transactions, both of which estimating, depending on the time frame, anywhere from 85 to 115, so you're figuring around $100 a piece. So with 95 FEMA trailers, but with 95 of these travel trailers, there's three that we got from up there. Those will only have a cost of one time, transferring it from, well, they have to make them to us too. So it'd be 98 trailers as of today. We're looking at it probably $100 a head times two. Now, my recommendation would be to pass that $100 to record it over into the individual's name, off to the individual, but that is the board's decision. The first $100 we have, that's on us, no doubt. We've got to get them from the state, from our name, from the state's name into our name. We have titles, but we don't have them recorded in our name. Department. So those will happen. I will give me a motion to do that. I was aware of it last week that we were looking at this kind of money.
I've got it. Yeah, I don't like the idea of us telling these people that there's no charge whatsoever, and then all of a sudden we got to charge it, even though it's $100. But I'm gonna say no. That's my opinion, but we got some more commissioners.
I wanted to bring it before y'all if that was something the board needed to make a decision on. I did want to make y'all aware of it.
How much is it?
Right at $100 a piece. Some of them we've had the title. I've got one title they dated in May. Okay, we all know we didn't have no trailers in May. When it come to me, it says transferred to the county in May. So depending on if we've got the title within 30 days of receipt and get it recorded over into our name, or if it's greater than 30 days, then it's 115. So that's the reason I said figure about $100 across the board for the 98 that we have to get transferred into our name, and then it's going to be the same thing again.
I'm going to say this. It's my opinion. I know know a lot of people lost everything. I think the county was good enough to push forward to get these campers at no cost to the people. I feel like they can come up with $100. And if it takes them a little bit to get it, I'll be able to work with them on that. But I feel like, you know, we help them. They can, you know, and I know we got to tie our belts.
How are y'all doing it in Horseshoe? How are y'all doing it in Horseshoe?
That's not come up.
Well, I was told
that the town has paid for the transactions, because I know of no one saying that they did receive the camper.
I was told that Horseshoe come. And I didn't get into a lot of weeds because Horseshoe's business was not my business. But I was told Horseshoe come and got there, I think it was 35 y'all did, I think is what I was told, and that they were put in Dixie County, this title. Now, I don't recommend, we don't have.
They were titled the Horseshoe Beach.
Okay, I'm hoping that's what it was. Like I
and
say, they said Dixie
title
County.
Title to the owners.
Okay. Did you ensure that the owner took them and re-recorded them there?
I have no idea.
That's what I'm.
That's my question.
John just asked me about that. Should we just title them in Dixie County and then give them to the owner? I do not recommend that, because if I don't go record it as a citizen, I'm driving it down the road. It's still in Dixie County.
That's my thing.
Exactly. And
yeah.
I've dealt with many citizens who've made this mistake of selling a vehicle, not making sure it was transferred into other owner's name, get in an accident, get sued, have their life suspended because of that, or have to pay the insurance rate and all. So I don't recommend that. I would recommend that we make sure that they're titled in the individual's names. And the only way I can do that is make them bring the money forth, or either meet them at the, and I have no problem meeting them. I don't want to handle their money, to be honest with you, but I meet them at the DMV to, here's your title, you transferred out of Dixie County into Trina Watson, here's your title, go away, Trina.
I know the ones that approached me and I sent them to you was a very few.
Right.
I know they'd be more than glad.
These are 20,000 plus, and that's probably a low value. I'm not a camper salesman, even though I look like one here lately.
I mean, you both.
You know, $100 investment for a $20,000 trailer that's going to be yours, I'll do it every day.
I'd be fine with this if that's the way we started the program. I don't like changing stuff up at the end of the program, because we are winding down the program now. I just don't like the idea of changing things after the point whenever we say, hey, it's going to cost us X amount of money. Well, if we'd have started it this way, I'd have zero problem with it. But to me, whenever the Board of County Commissioners says this is what we're doing, and then we go there and change it, don't put a lot of faith in your Board of County Commissioners.
And Mark,
when you're dealing with federal money, things change, though. You know, so that's...
We're not dealing with federal money.
And Mark, I'm going to say this.
I'm
going to say this. I'm going to... Just what you just said. I'm going to throw this back on me and my business. And I've done this here recently. My son priced a man on a big well. I upped the price because my supplies went up. I failed to tell my son he needed to go up $2,000 on this big job. He priced this farmer this. Farmer said, okay, come back. Well, I went out and met with him. I got in front of my son. I apologized to my son. I apologized to that farmer. I said, I'm going to honor what my son told you. I'm going to eat that $2,000 because my son said that. That's my fault. So I agree with Mr. Mark. We started the program, so I still say that $100.
I agree.
I still say $100, but now.
I'm disagreeing with that. But why can't it be a gift? It's a gift across the board.
That's tax purposes.
We ain't taxing them on the value of the trailer. This is the,
you're talking about the
title
transfer. The title work.
Yeah, not
if you mail the title, what's the difference?
I didn't
there?
Make this up. That's what I called and got with Miss Michelle and them, and that's
she's,
what they tell
me. She's talking about the transferring, the money transferring of the title.
the cost it costs to transfer from Dixie County to the owner.
Yeah, it seems like I've done a blue million.
It's not based on the value of the trailer, otherwise it would be considerably more.
Right.
I mean, it's a nominal, basically, it ain't nominal.
Well, now, let's back up. Now, did we tell the people that we gonna, it won't be no tax cost to them? We didn't say nothing about it was going to be a free title.
And it'll be,
who's
going to
pay for it?
Well, it's going to be about $20,000, yeah. And I, you know, I understand everybody's position, and my recommendation was, of course, to have everybody else pay, the people pay the $100 that would affect them to get the title. And it may be that we have, if you've got a hardship, apply to the commission, and the commission can review the hardship, and then the commission says, okay, we've got a lot of people, and I'm not bashing nobody because I don't care if you're a millionaire and you lost your home. It's just as devastating if I'm on a minimum wage budget. It's just as devastating. But if I'm a millionaire, I probably can afford $100. But if these people that are lower income may not, so that's fine. They come to their commissioner and they say, Mr. Jamie, you know my condition. And we've got some of these gentlemen.
Oh,
I've
yeah,
seen them.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
We had some that was living in cars. I get it. They may not be able to afford the 100, but that may be a very small percentage. We're into for 10,000. Okay. The commission is going to have to pay about $10,000 to get them transferred from the state thing to the commission. That's a requirement. There's no maybe getting around that. We're in for 10,000.
So, and then if they don't pay, it's going to be
20.
That we don't have.
The tagging all is going to be on them. We're not tagging them. This is not to tag them. Okay?
Is this
the
same thing?
No.
All right, so what do y'all want to do?
Yeah.
I think they can pay it.
I make a motion that they come up with $100.
Second.
A motion from Mr. Story, second from Mr. Wood. As much as I disagree with it, aye.
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 But then we still have the issue of where's $10,000
going to
come from
our general budget?
Is that
going to
be reimbursable by FEMA? I'm sure not. So that's
what
we
got to
eat. But, so
that'll
be a later discussion where we're
going to
take that from.
No, I need to do this as soon as we can, because, like I say, we have got some that is going to cost just $115. If I can get as many of these done as I can now, then maybe we'll only be paying $85 for some. Okay?
Yes.
So the difference being is if we have all 95 of these at $85, we'd be under the $10,000. If we got all 95
of them. Just run it and see what it comes up with, then we'll get back with Brenda. What else you got?
That's all I have, gentlemen. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Y'all got anything for Tana?
Nope.
Go ahead, Ms. Barber.
I do not have anything, Ms. Brenda, do you?
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Wood?
You can come out and support the Bears tomorrow at 1 o'clock, playing in the Villages, Fort Meade.
Yeah. Look for them to win.
Yep.
They picked the heck
they're going to win. We're still playing football, if anybody's wondering.
Yeah.
That's it.
Commissioner Short?
This week, Ms. Manager and Ms. Martha called me, and I went and visited them. And, you know, we've been talking about the league field.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got some sketches up. And they're looking good. But we're going to have a meeting after the first of the year with engineers, Liberty, DOT, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to sit down, and we're going to pick one. And then they're going to bring it to the board and let all of us look at it, decide. And then we can vote on them to go find us some money to build it for our children. And what I'm looking at has got me kind of excited. So I know Mark has talked about this for at least 6 years. I've been here at least 6 years with him. I've been talking with him for that year. So I'm hoping and praying, and I want y'all to pray for us that we make this happen for our county and for our kids. Because that ain't something that's just that our kids can enjoy. the grown-ups can enjoy, because when I see them drawing, it's going to be very, very nice. Very.
Soccer fields included?
It's going to have soccer fields, yes. And my plan, is hopefully we can make this happen, is this is what soccer and baseball and softball is doing out here. We ain't got a lot. We got enough land. I'm hoping that we can do away with that out here. If you want to play soccer, you can play soccer. If you want to play softball, baseball at the same time, just do it.
Yep.
That's my goal. That's my plan. So y'all keep us in prayer that that will happen, and we'll keep you informed.
Okay, Ms. Mark. Nope. Ms. Martha, you got a comment on this?
We're also trying to add in the SDOT staging area for events when storm events happen.
Yes.
That there will be a staging area out there for them. So they've requested that.
Okay. That's good. We'll have that.
And if we can make that happen, we're going to get some of their money.
Yeah.
But we won't need it for 20 years. So that's no more storms for 20 years.
What else you got, bud? Okay. My turn. Welcome, Roy. Look forward to working with you. Congratulations. You might not think so in a month's time, but look forward to working with you. And I know Darren and Scott and them's gonna have a hard time replacing you out there because you do an excellent job there. But you still got to oversee that too. So congratulations. But thank you and welcome aboard. If y'all will keep David in your prayers for safe travels, and keep Jody and everybody else that was sick in your prayers also. So that's all I got. Dumpster, I'm going to send you a number for the dumpster for Dallas Park, so you can call her and coordinate that with Carly. I think I already sent it to you during the meeting. But anybody else got anything in the audience? It's y'all's turn. Yes, sir.
J.D. Nobles, Horseshoe Beach. I just wanted a couple updates, and the main thing was the canal cleanup. All them guys just pulled all the equipment out, staged the people down there, me getting secondhand information, so they're done, they're leaving. I've sent some emails to a couple, I think Scott and John, of some of the canals yesterday morning, and they're still in pretty bad shape. And I just wanted an official update of where that contractor is. We got anybody in here that can answer that?
I'd love to know, because I know it's low tide at Swanee. I didn't see nothing, but...
That would be a DEP question and answer, but I'll get with John and we'll go from there.
Do we have a DEP contact where we can get a question and answer?
I will get it.
Okay. Because Swanee... Because
that is something that was done on a state level. We didn't see, during this time, we did not see the contract. We did not see anything. They come in, they did, they picked it all, and they left.
Who's overseeing them, Scott? You have any idea?
As far as?
What their work done.
DEP.
Where's that, who's your contact, or is there a contact person for that person?
Because we have not been notified. It's the state that comes in, and DEP and the DEM, which is Division of Emergency Management, come in and did all of that without even giving us review. During the failure, we come in and met with DEP secretary, and he told us what they were going to do. This time, they didn't do any of that. They just come in, asked if we wanted the canal cleaned up, and we said yes. So,
sure. There's got to be a contact somewhere or another, because I know in Swanee, it's still a train wreck down yonder. And the Horseshoe's the same way.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
wait a minute. Go ahead.
Mr. Hutchins. You can't take, we in this dredging the Horseshoe Canal. You can't dredge them up yard.
Right. Right. Or Swanee. I mean, we got canals down there in Swanee the same way, Hutch. You're exactly right.
I just want to let y'all know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Rock Creek as well.
And yes.
Everybody's docks and everything is away at Rock Creek.
Yeah. There's about 44 more thousand wash machines in the bottom of these canals.
Hot water. I mean, he's going to have to tighten up.
The county had no control over it.
Yeah, but we got to figure out that, Scott. I mean, we got to get a contact somewhere. Somewhere, somebody's got a contact for us, for our county world.
They can find out who's running that program. But
perfect.
That is a company contract that the county had no control over
it
or anything
mm-hmm.
on that.
Okay, thank you. Let us know on that. Or let John know what he can let us know. What else you got?
The other thing was from Locklear, they sent me some drawings to review some stuff, and I marked them up. I sent that back. The same people's copied on that. And then my concern, main concern, was the staging areas taking up 100% of the commercial boat ramp parking and about 40% of the county park area. That would be a concern for Horseshoe and the people that come down there to them two public boat ramps. And in the package, it looked like about a four-month duration for dredging. We'd almost be shut down for boat ramps down there during them 4 months. So if we could consider some help to direct that engineer, Locklear, to work somehow in this package to seek other staging areas.
Didn't we have, like, Mr. Buckley, I believe?
Mr. Buckley, last time he has a place over there off the 10th East, big lot. He's lost his house. The house is gone there, and they use that. Semis can come in there with their long pieces of HPD piping. They welded it together, and they pulled it off into the canals from there.
Can you make contact with him and see if that might be a valuable option this time?
I can. Okay. I tried to before this meeting, but I was unable to get a hold of him.
Okay, well, David's not here, so just contact me and Lockler, and y'all do that until David gets back. Then we'll throw David back in the middle of that one.
Mm-hmm.
That sound okay?
Yeah, and that's just, that's part of the permitting process, so I didn't want that to hold it up, but I didn't also want them staging areas to affect. We're already affected tremendously down there.
Yeah.
We need the boats and people to come back weekend fishing. But that was it. Thank y'all.
Well, same for you before you run off. Come on back.
Oh.
Where'd y'all get y'all's lights ornaments hanging up down there? Because that looks extremely well.
Well, a lot of them has been built for years. I think, I don't know, Hutch may know when they originally, I've seen the drawing from 2001, a placement map when they were putting them up. But there's a lady over, and I believe it's in Stark.
I'm City Council, I think. We actually did.
You know, some contact.
I can get you that information. The lady that redone them, we had them sandblasted, re-powder coated white, and then we had a lady over there in Stark restring them, and she has done a very professional job.
Did they not do donations like people pay for one, or
I think they all been paid for.
Okay.
Looks great. Thank y'all for doing that. Looks really good. Now you got 20.
We got about 14 more to get lit up, and we're working on that today.
Perfect. Thank you. Anybody got anything else? Going once. Going twice. Need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm great. Yeah, what he said, he was a
yes, ma'am.
I heard it was 100.
This is Luke Dempsey. She looks like Jamie Seymour.
No.
So, you know, like,
this is...
That's equivalent to the size of a washing machine. So, you going to get with her?
Give me an updated list.
But
we haven't had any since
the last one. I ain't had time. I'm sorry.
I just...